It's episode 220, and we've got plugins for domain mapping, wholesale pricing for WooCommerce, enhanced comments, auditing tools for plugins, the return of link titles, and a tool for managing plugins on multi-site. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode coming to you direct from the south coast of British Columbia. I'm John Overall.
And from the sunny shores of Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
And we've got the usual great show for you here today, but of course, the stuff right off the top. Don't forget you can get the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio or especially in the iTunes store leaving us a review. Takes only a few minutes. Help us get up there in the rankings. We'd greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, those rankings do help bring a lot of new listeners to this show. And we get speak pipes from all over the world. We get emails from all over the world. Really cool thing to do. And, you know, the speak pipe mentioned, John, that's something that we don't really talk about too much anymore. But, you know, we do appreciate listener feedback. If you want to just go to our site at wppluginsa2z.com. There's a little voicemail icon, and that's run through SpeakPipe, which is a plugin you can download and use yourself. But we do appreciate feedback from the listeners. We'll play it on the show. If you want to give a shout out to your website or anything like that, you know, an online site that you're running, we'll not only play it on the show, but we'll put that link in the show notes for you. And that goes also for all of those iTunes reviews. If you get a big kick out of the show and you use it a lot and you run your own design business, then leave your website in the actual, you know, review that you leave within iTunes. We'll copy that, put that out on our show notes, and also mention it on the show. So it's some free links for you. It's some free mentions for you to our entire audience. So that's all we ask for from you. And in return, we'll give you a lot back.
You betcha. And of course, don't forget, we are WordPress professionals, make our living with WordPress. I myself specialize in helping people through troubled times. If your website's been hacked, cracked, or you've managed to break it in some strange way, feel free, give me a call, 818-850-7729, or send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And if you're looking for better ways to grow your site traffic, get better conversions, get the people that visit your site doing more things, consider joining my program right over at onlinebizcoach.com. I'm building out the course system now. We're doing some webinars. We've got a cool mailing list going and a private Facebook group coming very soon. But right now you need to go sign up for the newsletter and also the special VIP waiting list. You'll be the first in line to join that new program when it opens up a little bit later this month. So check it out over at onlinebizcoach.com.
Go check it out, folks. Well worth your time. Get Marcus to help you coach your business. And we've got a little something special for all our listeners out there. If you're not already a member of our mailing list, go sign up for our mailing list and you will receive a copy of our new ebook, 25 Top Rated Plugins from Marcus and John. It's all 5-star rated plugins going back for dozens of episodes where we've grabbed only the best of the best and put it into an ebook. So check it out. Go sign up for the email list. You can pick up the ebook. And if you're already on our mail list, send me an email. I'll happily email the book straight out to you.
Nice. Actually, maybe a link in the newsletter to the book.
Yeah, that'll work too.
Yeah.
We'll make sure the newsletter for this show has a link to the book. Link to the book in it.
Yeah, and this is a book that you're going to keep on hand just like your mom used to keep the recipe books.
Yep.
I mean, you're going to want to collect these
and we
PDFs.
Have more of these books coming. Some of them specializing in specific areas like WooCommerce, multi-site, in very specific niches where there are lots of plugins focused. So,
yeah. So we're going to continue this kind of archival of the things that we talk about and the things that we do and some of the things that we experience. And there may be even occasions where we'll write entire guides or, you know, how to's as far as not just what plugin to use, but here's the tricks and how to get it to work the best.
You betcha. Along with, I'm still adding to my video training collection on how to use and set up plugins. So
great.
Bit by bit, more and more pieces are coming, folks.
Yeah, and it all starts here. So continue to listen to this show with great anticipation of some of the things that we've got coming through. And please participate. Like we said, interact with us on Twitter, on Facebook, leave us an iTunes review. You can sign up to our mailing list to get all those other special things. There's a lot going on, and we welcome your participation.
All right. Well, that's pretty much all we got, so I guess it's time to move on to the meat and potatoes, eh?
All right. Let's roll.
Off we go. All right. In a continuation from last episode where I've been talking about my massive multi-site project, this is another plugin, a premium plugin. This one is domain mapping. It's from wpmudev.org. Very nice plugin. And what it does for you, whereas the last time I talked about a plugin, it was for adding multiple domains, this one allows the users of your WordPress multi-site to map their own personal domain onto the subdomain. In much the same way, if you use WordPress.com and you want to buy a domain, you can map it onto your subdomain there. This is the exact same setup. And it works very, very nicely. The plugin sets up very simply. There's just a few technical tricks you got to know about it. So not for the faint of heart, of course, but it works beautiful if you're digging into WordPress multi-site and setting it up. Once it's set up, you set up the A record for it. All the user has to do is once they've got their domain, and they may have to set an A record at their registrar. If they don't know what that is, have them contact you or have them contact me. I'll be happy to help people set.
You mean like just the DNS record, right?
Not necessarily the DNS record, the actual A record. You can leave your DNS there. You can set up an A record pointing to the IP address of the server.
And so is that something that, like when you own the domain, you can do that pretty easily when you're just a regular old user, like in GoDaddy or anything like that?
GoDaddy has a DNS edit section. Where you can go edit it up. You set the record. Not that hard to do. Once it's done, they can pump that domain into their own account and map their subdomain multi-site off of your site into their domain, and it works beautiful. I had to give this one a perfect 5 dragon rating.
Awesome. So basically, I mean, you just took like some tech guy's job away from having to worry about this crap.
Pretty much, yeah.
This is just exactly like what you would do as if you were using a hosting account, except you're just pointing it to whatever that WordPress installation is.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, cool. All right, I like it, John. 5 dragons. Way to go. All right out of the gate like that. Let's see if I can do something to top that. This one is called Plugin Auditor. And it records the details of which user installed and activated every plugin on your website and leaves a little note section for them to explain why they installed it or for you to explain to yourself later why you installed it. What do you think of that?
I like that.
So it's just an audit trail. It's really just a trail of who did this, when did they do it, why did they do it. Now, let's talk practical applications of this. Let's just say you're leaving a client with a website and you're pushing his boat off into the water, into the wild, and letting his company employees do things with it.
Right.
Sometimes you come back, and if you don't disable plugin installation, you'll find all kinds of little Easter eggs on that site.
Tons, yes.
All kinds, you know, weather bug things all over it. And this is a nice way for you to at least figure out who put this stuff on. All right, who did this? That's really what this plugin is all about. So I rated it also a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, that's always good if you've got multiple administrators to be able to figure out who's doing what to the website.
Yes.
All right. And in the continuing vein here of multi-site, the next plugin here is called Multi-Site Plugin Manager. And what this does in WordPress multi-site, you have the ability as the God mode administrator, you're the only one that can add plugins to the entire network. And once you've added those plugins to the entire network, you can determine with this plugin which users, which websites get to use those plugins or whether they can even see those plugins in their plugin folder. So this is a very nice plugin for controlling what gets turned on and off in the site, and also for determining if, say, you have a client that is special and has a special needs plugin, but you don't want this plugin to be used anywhere else through your network, but you're going to let this one user have it, you can install the plugin, allow that plugin to that one user, and prevent everyone else in your network from even seeing that it exists.
Wow.
So it's a very nice feature of WordPress multi-site. I found the plugin to be really nice. The problem I ran into with it is it conflicted with another plugin I was using for managing some other stuff. And I didn't want to spend the time determining how to solve the conflict. And since this one was a lower priority than the other management plugin, I had to push this one to the side, but it's still a great plugin if you don't end up with a conflict. I did give it a 3 dragon rating, but it's probably worthy of a 4 because of its usability. So check it out, Multi-Site Plugin Manager. Great little plugin.
Well, it looks like it hasn't even been updated for a year, yeah. Right? As I look at it on the repository right now.
Mm. Well, that could be a problem with it too.
You maybe might help to ping Aaron Edwards, the guy who made it. See, or just pop a review in there and say, look, this is an awesome plugin. We reviewed it on the show, but here's what happened. Maybe it's a simple fix. Maybe he can bump you up.
Could be.
All right. Well, we'll keep you updated, folks. The next one, this is a WooCommerce plugin. Seems more and more I'm working with WooCommerce projects. This one is something that I came across that actually had an immediate need for, which there was a company that they sell used equipment, and they want to be able to sell pallets of the equipment, and they want to do it with a wholesale price. And that's not something that you would typically want to put on a front-end site where a consumer usually just buys one quantity, right, or maybe two at the most. You know, you don't want to make it go up to 2,000 and then deal with, you know, all the repercussions that happen when somebody does that. So this allows you to have specific users, so specific customers that can log in, and they will see wholesale pricing for their different product ranges that you designate as, yes, wholesale pricing is available on this product when you edit the products in WooCommerce. And then you can say what the wholesale pricing happens to be. So if you've got a client that's got a need for this, you are going to be the mayor of your town or at least your block because this has been a long time coming with WooCommerce sites out there. And this is a selling point for all of you designers and developers out there. Go find somebody that has wholesale pricing and also sells direct to consumer and say, hey, does your website do that? Because I can do that for you.
You bet.
I guarantee you, you'll get the gig. You'll get the gig. So it was just a little clunky to set up in the product area, so I deducted 1 point away from it. But otherwise, I thought this is a really slam dunk of a plugin, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. All right. Well, the final one I've got here today is a premium plugin, another one from WPMU Dev. And you'll probably hear quite a few from them because I took a membership out with them because they produce a lot of multi-site plugins, their specialty. This one is called Comments Plus, and this plugin takes advantage of your WPMU network, and this plugin can be activated network-wide so that all sites are using this added functionality. And what it does is it adds the ability across the entire network to the comments section for visitors to the website to create their comments with Facebook, Twitter, Google+, or their WordPress.com accounts. Very simple. All you got to do, you do have some work to do in the back end to set it up. You got to go set up a Twitter app, a Facebook app, and a couple of other connectivity issues. Once you're connected to all of that, it works quite nicely. And the nice thing about it is it helps encourage the visitors to your network to leave comments on people's websites without all the added work of adding an email address and everything else. They just click. Most people are usually logged into their Facebook account wherever they go online, and they just hit Facebook. It logs them in, gives them the information, and boom, they can leave their comment. And if they want to share it, it shares it right out to their Facebook wall, or shares it right out to Twitter, or shares it right out to Google+. So it's very nice in that aspect too. So a very nice little plugin. I started giving it a 3 rating, but I'm going to have to give it a 4 rating because it's a halfway decent plugin. So check it out. Premium plugin, Comments Plus.
Well, that's very nice. I like that. Well, John, with the release of 4.2 and subsequently 4.2.1 and 4.2.2,
and 2.3 is coming soon.
And 2.3, yes.
There's actually a flaw that needs to be fixed.
Yeah, and 2.4 or soon after that. Anyway, you know what they did?
What they
did? In 4.2 point nothing and on, they took away the title and then no follow for links.
Oh.
When you add a new link.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. What's with that? I need my SEO there.
Yeah.
Or not. Maybe I don't want to follow that link and put an REL, you know, no follow tag in there. Well, they used to have all that stuff. It used to be open in new window or something like that. But that was a REL no follow. Mm-hmm. So they took that away. Well, this plugin called title and no follow for links puts it right back in there.
Puts it back in there. Okay.
Yep. So short, sweet, simple, 4 out of 5.
Very
lazy.
Nice. I hadn't even noticed they'd done that with 4.2. I'm glad somebody noticed
took care of it. I did. The SEO marketing guy. I'm going to know.
Yeah. Sometimes
They still messed up the media library, too.
Yeah.
I need to find a plugin that changes what you can do with the images and things in there.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well, fix the security holes, take away some functionality. What can we say?
Yeah.
Give and take.
My function's back.
Put the functions back. Leave the security holes patched.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that covers up in this episode. I covered domain mapping, which I gave a 5.2, multi-site plugin manager, which got a 4, and Comments Plus, which got a 4.
And I talked about Plugin Auditor, which I rated a 5 out of 5. WooCommerce wholesale prices. Go look into that, WooCommerce people. You're going to like it. You can get some clients out of it. Rated that one a 4 out of 5. And we just talked about title and no follow for links with a 4 out of 5.
And a little commercial for you. If you're tired of the same old stock photography, time for a change. Check out CanadaStockPhoto.com. Great, unique, not found anywhere else, stock photo images. New images being added on a weekly basis. Go check it out, CanadaStockPhoto.com.
Hey, and I've got a brand new newsletter over at my website, MarcusCouch.com. I need you to go to the website and subscribe to it when the pop-up comes up. I'm kind of sharing some things that I wouldn't necessarily put on a blog. That's why I don't really blog a lot on that site. I just use it as kind of an archive of the content that I participate in. But just for the kind of personal bloggy stuff, that's what we're doing with a newsletter. So that's my space here. Just want to make sure you sign up to the mailing list over at MarcusCouch.com.
All right. And a couple of reminders. Don't forget to stop in at the iTunes store. Give us a few minutes of your time. We'd greatly appreciate it. Leaving us a review. Help us get better rankings in the iTunes store. And if you got a couple of minutes, doesn't take much. If you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner. Greatly appreciate that also.
Yeah, and make sure that you go to our website and leave us a speak pipe. Tell us how you listen to the show, what you think of the show. If you're looking for a plug-in, ask us. We'll find it for you and answer you on the show and give you links to where it is. So help us out. Leave us a speak pipe. Leave us a message on our website, WP Plugins A to Z.
Alrighty, perfect.
And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, and you can send an email to john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch, and remember to follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And that's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha 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 ha!